When does self-care become harmful? By Whitney Defoe. I'm desperate to feel better. I would do anything to feel better, and I spend an enormous amount of energy following routines and taking medications and supplements to try to get better. This desperation to get better is something we all face. We're willing to try anything that we know doesn't harm us, like GET, to get better. But at what point does the energy we put into these treatments hurt us more than they benefit us? The devil's catch here is that using energy makes MECFS and long COVID patients worse. So anything we do to try to get better can actually wind up harming us if it requires more energy than we have. My medication and supplement routine takes a huge amount of energy. It exhausts me. I take supplements both through my J-tube, tube to my intestines, and G-tube, tube to my stomach, as well as a transdermal supplement routine to try to get better. I have a paralyzed stomach or severe gastroparesis and cannot take oral meds, so I can only get meds into my system through my J-tube or through my skin. The topical routine is especially draining because I can't just take a shower to wash it all off. I have to clean my skin with baby wipes before and again after. The scrubbing of my skin all over often leaves me depleted of all the energy I might have to do something more positive and mentally rewarding in my life. I have no idea how much benefit topical magnesium oil gives me, for example. I can taste salt in my mouth when I apply it, which makes me think it is getting into my system and my blood levels of magnesium look better. But, yay? Is that making me feel better? I also take liposomal minerals through my J-tube. Who knows how I would feel without the magnesium oil routine? But it sure is a burden. Since I can't shower, I have to do a lot of work to apply it in bed and clean it all off with baby wipes. This is just one example, but it's really exhausting and something I dread every day. Taking my meds and supplements also takes a lot of energy because I can't just take a handful of pills. I have to inject each med or supplement crushed and dissolved into water in a syringe, by my caregivers bless them, into my J or G tube, which takes a half an hour as opposed to the 2 minutes it takes most people to take some pills. I know a lot of these meds and supplements are making me better and stopping me from getting worse, but I don't know which ones. And I don't know which ones are not helping me, but take a huge amount of energy to administer. We all live with so many unknowns. Since there is no cure and no real treatments for MECFS or long COVID, we are all trying everything we can to try to feel better, and many of these treatments are hacks that just happen to make some patients feel better. I recently heard about patients applying nicotine patches and some patients feel better from them. A good friend of mine says it's the most beneficial treatment for her. Nicotine patches. Look at us. It's so sad and ridiculous and desperate. No fault of our own. If it helps, then it helps, but we are suffering so much, and there are so few answers for us due to systemic neglect from governments and medical systems throughout the world. We are looking everywhere at hack treatments that help us even a little bit. Even treatments like Abilify that transform some patients' lives, like me, are just happy accidents. I often wonder when these treatments add up to using so much energy we would be better off without some of them. Not Abilify, because that isn't too difficult to inject into my J-tube with my other meds in a syringe and I know it helps me. But other treatments take much more energy and are much more ambiguous about their benefit. It's really hard to figure out what helps and if it's worth the energy it takes. I have no idea how to balance the energy it takes to take meds, supplements, and apply treatments versus the possible benefit they might be giving me. I just go with my gut, But the problem is that my gut is desperately screaming for help and feels anxious when I think about leaving one of these things out because I worry I'll get worse. So I don't know how accurate it is to rely on, and I keep taking many of these treatments without knowing what they are really doing. There is no answer here, but it's something we all face that is worth acknowledging and thinking about. The desperate situation we are put in due to neglect, the impossible medical decisions we have to make every day, the unknowns about our health we face constantly, the consequences of making the wrong medical decisions. This is all so stressful and sometimes scary. We have to remember that all we can do is our best in a confounding situation that is not our fault. I think the best way to navigate this is to listen to our bodies, even if they are panicking and desperate and maybe not sending very accurate signals compared to when we were healthy. But we have to listen to what we feel. It is really important not to betray what our bodies are telling us. If something feels wrong or bad, we should stop it. But at the same time, we also can't do nothing and rot in bed. We need to try to get better and avoid getting worse. But in a thoughtful, mindful way that hopefully doesn't do more harm than good. I believe we should try our best to take meds and supplements that help us, but listen to our bodies and follow what we feel is best. But even still, I am left feeling quite uncertain about the routine I follow. And that uncertainty is something we all have to live with until better treatments are found. Love, Whitney. My transdermal supplement routine is part of a treatment plan I'm working on with a researcher named Joshua Leisk, who has a routine that involves oral supplements, transdermal supplements like magnesium oil on my arms, an antimicrobial solution he came up with that I apply to parts of my body where the skin is infected, and specific probiotics. It's part of a protocol he has developed that is helping some patients. You can learn more about his protocol on his website and Discord, which you can find links to at the end of my written posts.